This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
When we prayed about this morning, we felt the word, God is faithful. And the more I prayed about God is faithful, the more I realized, I don't really know what that means. The word faithful has so many connotations to it. When we think of someone or something being faithful, often we link it to some expectation that we had of what that faithfulness should look like. And then if that happens, then it's faithful. And then if that does not happen, then it's not faithful. But from my perspective, faithfulness is then absolutely determined by me. And what I can see in the situation that I'm in, and it was quite confronting for us and for me working through this, because I thought, okay, it will be easy. Just go find a few sermons, go find a few articles, go find a few interpretations. And I must say, even those that I searched through was really confusing. Because the word is used very interestingly. It's really a word that once you start thinking about it, then it's a very challenging word. God is faithful. And as I prayed about this morning, I just want to speak to that person that feels, I've been disappointed by God. This word's actually hurt me. I want you to just bear with us this morning. For those of you that feels disappointed by God or feels that His faithfulness actually got the better of you and you got hurt and you got damaged, just stay with us. I got this image of God like a hand just reaching into a heart and actually working a deep work, even in a way that we cannot necessarily verbalize. So as you are here, I want to simply invite you to, as we speak through this, we're not going to make it technical or complicated, be attentive with your heart to what God is busy doing. Is that okay? So we're going to start with just a definition of faithful. Faithfulness is God's perfect loyalty and consistency in being true to His name, His character, and His word. And as a designation of Christians, means full of faith, trustful, and not simply trustworthy. It's quite big words, right? Just think, I'm going to read it to us again. Faithfulness is God's perfect loyalty, perfect, and consistency in being true to His name, His character, His word, and as a designation of Christians, means full of faith, trustful, and not simply trustworthy. If we look at the word faithful or faithfulness, I'm just going to read through some keywords for us here because I want us to grasp what this looks like. Truth, truly, and steadfast, assuredly, in their office of trust, loyal. Remember, we are talking about God here. We're not talking about you. We are funny like that, right? Whenever we see something good in Scripture, it's us. You know, when we read a story about two people, one is the bad guy and one is the good guy, we're the good guy. So when we see words like this, automatically we start feeling, yes, I can identify with. Remember, we are talking about God here because we are using words like perfect. Okay, and we know we are not perfect. So just stay with me. We are speaking about God because remember, the faithfulness of God has been distorted by the enemy for us. Truth, truly, steadfast, assuredly, in their office of trust, loyal. God is loyal, He's trustworthy, He's true, truth, He's sure, He's certain. He's well-meant. He's of steady character. Holy ones, saints, loving kindness, loyal servants, unfailing care. Stood by. Trusty. Trustworthy. Keep faith. He will not fail. Cleave, ye hold fast. Lord, as we hear these words, I pray that it would penetrate the depths of our hearts, Lord. That when we think about you, we see these words. In Jesus' name. On the other side, sometimes it helps to see the opposite of something. It's helpful to see what faithfulness means, but I felt it would be helpful to see, just this thought crossed my mind, like what would then unfaithful, what would that look like? And it looks like this. It's the act of being disloyal or dishonest in maintaining a committed relationship or upholding trust. It's often used in personal or religious contexts. Disloyal, dishonest, maintaining a committed relationship. The key words, look at this. So you don't get a word technically like unfaithful in that sense. It's faithless, faithful, faithless. So faithless means transgress, backslide, treacherously, trespass, whoredoms, covenant breakers, unbelief, traitor, treachery, scoundrel, apostate, wayward, unbelieving, treat unfairly, wanton disloyalty, unfaithful, unfaithfully, unfaithfulness, transgression, unbelievers, not believe, commit fornication, whoredoms, disloyalty, sins, seduce, etc. When we hear those words, I don't think we often recognize that when we do not receive God as being faithful, we receive Him as something or someone else. Because this is not God doing something, this is God being someone. He is faithful. He's not doing faithful works to us. He is faithful. And now the enemy got this right in some way or form to use circumstances and your environment to speak into God's character in such a way that we start to distrust Him. But when we see the words of faithlessness, then I don't know about you, but these are not words that I can really link to God. I've never experienced anything in my life that made me feel I can prove God treating me in this way. And I think if you really think about this, it's really not actually something that we can easily link to God, right? And still, we think we are somewhere in the middle. And I want us to understand this morning that in a similar way where we choose to follow Jesus wholeheartedly or to deny Him wholeheartedly, we can either believe this morning that He is faithful or that He is faithless. There's not an in-between. He is not a God that He should lie. He does not lie. He does not go back on His word. And He says, I'm faithful. And I want us to just tap into three aspects this morning. And then we're going to pray. The first one is, God is faithful to keep His covenant. So when you think about God and you think about Him being faithful, it's important that realize and remember that God is faithful to keep His covenant, what He says He will do. We read in Deuteronomy 7, verse 9 to 10. It says, know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations, and repays to their face those who hate Him by destroying them. He is faithful. It's interesting if you read the Hebrew poetry in Scripture, even in so many verses in Psalm, you see the word faithfulness frequently parallels steadfast love. So there's a very definite link between faithfulness, God being faithful, and Him expressing affectionate love towards us. And if you think about this, any loving deed would then speak about someone's faithfulness. The next verse, and we're going to take a bit back from Deuteronomy 7, verse 9 to 10, and just read this covenant. He says in verse 4, "So Moses cut two tablets of stone like the first, and he rose early in the morning and went up on Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand two tablets of stone. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation.' And Moses quickly bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped." As a first aspect today of God's faithfulness, we say, God is faithful to his covenant with us. He does not go back on his word. He is faithful. He is our God, and we are his people. He will not forsake us. For any who believe, he will not forsake us. The second point we're going to look at today is he keeps us in temptation. And by this, we don't mean he keeps us in temptation as in he holds us there. He keeps us. He protects us. We read in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability." Listen to this. "But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it." God is faithful. He's faithful to keep his covenant towards you, and he is faithful to keep you when you are tempted, and he will make sure that you are not being tempted beyond your ability. And when that temptation reaches a certain stage, he will be faithful to show you the way of escape. God is faithful. Whatever you are experiencing in this moment in terms of temptation, he is faithful. And at the right time, he will show you the way of escape. He is faithful. 2 Thessalonians says, "But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide an escape. And he will, because of his faithfulness, protect you against the evil one. Guard you against the evil one. God is faithful. The third one we're going to touch on this morning is that God keeps us in our calling. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9, he says, "God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. He is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." He is faithful. He is faithful. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 24, we see, "He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it." Because of his faithfulness, his call on your life, and because of the fact that he is doing it and he is faithful, you will make it. Not because of you, not because of your effort, not because of your earthly wisdom, not because of the fact you practiced something so often and so frequently that you eventually got it right, because of His faithfulness. And remember, we are seeing His faithfulness, or we are experiencing Him as faithless. And we are going to get to that now, because I feel God wants to set us free of something this morning. If we look at a simple example of Abraham's life, and we're not going to go into detail of that, keeping His covenant, we can see that God says to Moses, I will make you a great nation. And that is all believers. And the nations will be blessed through what Jesus has done, right? We are jumping a few places here, but we know in retrospect what happened. Keep us in temptation. When Abram went to sacrifice Isaac, what did God do? He supplied a goat. He supplied a way of escape. Can you see that? Now, we know it's much more than that, but I mean very reductionistically saying, in that temptation where he was unsure whether the promise of God would be fulfilled, because he's now called to sacrifice his only son, there was an escape. God supplied for his needs. And thirdly, keep us in his calling. In Matthew 1 verse 1, we read the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. He kept him. He kept that calling, that word, that covenant that he made, that there would be a great nation coming from you. He kept that in saying, the book of the genealogy of Jesus, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now this morning, when we think about what we've just shared, and we think about the concept of either God being faithful or God being faithless, and you choose that this morning. Not because you determine God, because you choose what you believe. Whether we believe God is faithful or whether we don't believe God is faithful, God remains faithful. The only challenge we are facing is whether we are seeing it. Is it a revelation in our lives? Or are we living a life with some type of God that is faithless? And we live a life like someone that's been rejected, not seen, not led, not protected. And then I want us to remember in 2 Timothy 2 verse 13, it says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. For he cannot deny himself. Just think about that. If we are faithless, even if we see wrong, we are faithless, he remains faithful. For he cannot deny himself. Now this morning, I'm not sure where you are at. I'm not sure in terms of what you are experiencing in terms of your relationship with God or in your life. But I want us to take a moment and I want us to consider, am I living from a revelation of God, or have I used my circumstances to determine who God is to me? Am I looking at something around me to determine whether God is faithful or faithless, and I'm living from that? Or have I truly allowed God to shape how I see Him, His character? God is faithful. And he does not lie. And he loves us. He loves you affectionately. He sees you. You have this ability this morning to harden your heart and say, irrelevant of who he is, irrelevant of what he says, I will still hold on to my perception of God. And you will just hurt more. And in hurting more, you please the enemy. Because that is exactly what he wants. And that hurts God, because he's crying with you. Secondly, I want us to test this morning. Do I believe that he is keeping his covenant with me? He keeps his covenant with me. Secondly, he is the one who keeps me in temptation, and he will provide a way out. If you are experiencing temptation today, know God is there with you. And he will provide your way out, because he is faithful. Not because you are faithful. Not because you had the ability to say yes or no. Because he is faithful. He is faithful. And lastly, that He will keep you in your calling. I'm not sure where, with regards to your calling currently, you are in terms of calling firstly to Him, because God always calls us firstly to Him. He's not a God that just gives us a badge and just sends us out and we should now just go work and run around. It was so beautiful when the evangelism team just testified about how they made an effort to make someone feel seen. What a phenomenal testimony. They have a message which will probably save their lives, but the first point is not to dump a message on them. The first point is to see them. That is a testimony of someone that feels seen. And this morning, you are seen. You are kept by God in the calling to which He called you. He is keeping you, and He is establishing your calling, and He will maintain you throughout that calling. Because He is faithful. He is faithful. I want you, if you have your Bibles with you, either on a phone or whether a physical Bible, will you please open Psalm 136? What I'm going to ask us, and what I felt the Lord lay on my heart, was for us to respond to His faithfulness. We are going to declare steadfast love. Due to the fact that steadfast love and faithfulness is so many times seen as a parallel. So remember the points that we spoke about? God is keeping His covenant. Well, firstly, do I believe God is faithful? Do I experience God as faithful? If that is something you feel to pray through with God, do that. Secondly, do I believe that God is keeping His covenant with me? Do I believe that He's the one who's initiating relationship with me, or do I think this is dependent on me? Secondly, if you are in temptation, you're busy facing things and you feel there's no way out, remember, God is faithful. That is what shapes this. Thirdly, calling. He is sustaining you in your calling. He is calling you and He is sustaining you in your calling because of His faithfulness, not your faithfulness. So if you want to pray through one of those, I want you to take the time. We're going to make a space. If you're willing to support us, Stefan, that'll be awesome. Want us to make a space. But for those of you that feel I could not resonate to any one of those words, and even afterwards, I want us to take Psalm 136. And if you will stand while doing this, I want us to stand. I will say when you can stand up, but I want us to pray Psalm 136. Pray it over yourself. Pray it in response to God's faithfulness. And speak it out. I don't want you to just read it. I want you to say it. I want you to speak it out. The whole Psalm 136. While we pray, if there's anything that you feel we can pray with you in, if there's any of those points that you feel I battle with this, battle with seeing God as faithful, I'm hurt, disappointed, I battle to see His covenant with me, I battle to see Him leading me from temptation, opening a way, protecting me from the evil one. I'm currently very unsure about my calling. I'm not sure whether He's keeping me. I need Him to reveal His faithfulness. Come out. We're going to pray with you. But for now, first, let it be between you and God. Take Psalm 136 and pray it out. Let's stand together and let's respond.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.